This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Is he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, folks, this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we're still coming at you live from, where are we?
Chanhassen, Minnesota.
Right? I'm not home. I'm not in Kansas anymore.
No.
And it's a great, great hour we've had already with Ann Archer Butcher, my friend, author of Inner Guidance, Your Divine Birthright, and The Five Blue Rings is where it's going next. In this hour, we're going to go into the concept of out-creating or co-creating a new healthcare system. Wherever you are on planet Earth, this hour is for you. You're going to want to hear it because I've got a very special guest, a dear friend, another Robert Verkirk, from the Alliance for Natural Health International out of the United Kingdom. And our friends here in the United States have ANH USA. We've got them linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Had a lovely visit with he and Melanie Aldridge from ANH. And he's in the States right now working some amazing projects, very rooted as PhD in deep-level science, but also acknowledging that we can do better in terms of those that would try to put the roadblocks on every which way we choose and attack natural medicine, health sovereignty, all of these concepts that are near and dear to us here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Verkirk, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's been too long.
Hey, absolutely. Fantastic to be talking to you again, not face-to-face, but me in Florida. And are you in Minnesota?
I'm in Minnesota. That's right. You say it so.
And you are where I really should be because you're at the Health Freedom Conference. So
yes.
Lots of good vibes sending up from your end of the world up to Minnesota right now.
Well, Rob, I'm actually bringing some of the sense of what we discussed to the vision, if you will, to help drop seeds for the vision of, you know, out-creating, because health freedom has been such that it's been a contentious kind of battle visual, right? We're against the bad guys, we're the good guys. And I think there are times where we need to get beyond that and maybe not show up for the war. Instead, like Buckminster Fuller said, don't, you know, try to change the system from within, just out-create it, create a whole new system and make the old one obsolete. And I feel that what the Alliance for Natural Health and Rob, you and Melanie and others are working toward is showing that it can be done. We can have a truly holistic integrative system that can be affordable and accessible to everybody, that will not poison and kill people. But again, there are forces allied against it. We get that. But I am just so impressed with what you all are doing. And that's kind of what I want to share this hour a little bit about what's coming up in England, in London. Is it in July, I think, coming up?
And how that applies to the United States.
You know,
yeah,
bottom line is that a couple of major drivers for us. That one of them is, what is the best that we can do together? You know, to a degree, by coming off the back foot, the classic health freedom battles to date have been on the back foot, where you're trying to preserve a freedom that's being challenged by the authorities. On the other hand, what we haven't been so good at doing is saying, what happens if we all get to all of those of us who are either outside of the mainstream system or those who are within the system but see many of its deficiencies? What can we all do together? And can we create a vision of what this future looks like? Because if we never create that vision, we actually don't have a common target to move towards. So the work that we're doing in terms of building what we call a blueprint for health system sustainability is actually about creating that vision, and then really getting endorsement for a very broad range of parties. It's one of the things that we're doing while we're here in the U.S. We've been to the International Congress annual conference of the Institute for Functional Medicine that is a big meeting place for a lot of the natural health minds, from the physicians to the practitioners to even the companies. And, there seems to be a very, very strong interest to be doing this, and it's really about getting ourselves onto the front foot.
Yeah, I love that. I think of the back foot in defense. You're always trying to hold your ground. It's like, wait a second. Why do they want our ground? What's so interesting about our ground? You know, and I'm like, you know, I think maybe we step out and create something so wonderful that anybody that tries to attack it looks like a fool.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, you know, one of the things that we're doing is to try and really understand what it is that we want to measure. You know, in this world, you can't do something without at least having some kind of scientific metric for what you're doing, whether you're in business, whether you're in healthcare, whether you're an environmentalist trying to protect the environment. You've got to show that the activity you're engaged in is creating a positive effect. And so, what we've done is essentially use an ecological lens. I mean, my background happens to be in the ecological sciences, but using an ecological lens to use principles of sustainability, because the interesting thing about a pharmaceutical-dominated healthcare model where essentially individuals who use that system are completely disempowered, and they just rock up at their docs and say, hey, doc, what can you do for me? And they put them on not just one drug, but three, four, five drugs. And so this kind of disempowered polypharmacy, pharmaceutical-dominated system is about as unsustainable as you can get. And we've seen major changes in the way that industry functions where the sustainability principle has already been applied. So we look at, say, energy, and we look at the growth of, say, renewable energies. We look at agriculture and the development of organic and biodynamic and sustainable systems of agriculture. Even if you go to tourism, the development of ecotourism is putting that lens on it. But it's pretty interesting that lens has not been applied to healthcare, despite the fact that, you know, we're seeing massive problems with sustainability from a sort of fiscal and economic point of view. We're seeing people moving into the last one-third of their life where they're entirely dependent on a very expensive system that creates massive inequalities, with people who have less money being able to, you know, not buy into the system. We're seeing, you know, a system that puts out misinformation in the media, so everyone is deliberately confused and they don't know which road to travel. So one of the reasons that we've called it a blueprint is that we've pulled together 30 years worth of our own work, but also the work we've been in discussions. It's been a decade in the making, really, with people all over the world, so that we can come to a kind of common view that is also pretty unassailable if you're going to meet the key criteria that we think defines a sustainable system. And that system has got to be built around the individuals, got to be built around health sovereignty, it's got to be built around free choice and empowerment. And, you know, we can actually do it. We, even with the system of rules that we have in the EU or the UK that are more stringent than yours, we want to show that we can do it, and we can transform health measured using, you know, cutting-edge biometric, biomedical testing methods, so that we can see multiple systems in the body going from an environment where we are essentially in a disequilibrated health status, where disease just manifests, to a system where we are in balance, where self-healing systems can put all these different manifestations of disease right. And that, you know, that's the principle.
Well, and the point is, when you recognize what you're saying, Rob, you don't have to treat disease. disease becomes not the model at which you're focusing. You're talking about the health of the individual, and what's gone wrong perhaps is a deficiency or an exposure to something that the body shouldn't have.
And promoting health.
Yeah, totally promoting health. And by the way, if you're just tuning in, we've got Dr. Robert Verkerk, and he's with the Alliance for Natural Health International in the UK. Ann Archer Butcher, my guest for First Hour, is hanging out because it's just a wonderful discussion. We talked, Rob, about the concept of co-creating, right? Really being active in out-creating the things that have gone wrong in the past, and maybe learning from the things we've done in the past that say, you know what, that didn't work out so well. Why should we continue to do that, right? And I see what you're doing there with ANH, and what you're about to present in July, and we're going to tell people about this, is really groundbreaking to me is an understatement. You're breaking through the earth, the heavens, the skies to bring that empowerment, that healing empowerment where people are no longer victims of a system or a limiting system like the NHS system in England, for instance. And we have a lot of fans in the UK and are listening on UK Health Radio that are going to be keenly interested in this.
Yeah, we've got to understand that the language has been manipulated. Another big part of what we're doing is creating a common language that everyone can use. So the average person that thinks about healthcare actually is thinking about healthcare delivery, often pharmaceutical surgery. And of course, if you're going to look at healthcare itself or the care of the individual, it doesn't need to take place in a standard healthcare setting. In fact, you know, your breakfast table or your kitchen or your school or your workplace is as much a healthcare setting as a hospital or a general practitioner's clinic, a doctor's office. So it means redefining how we look at this. Using, you know, we've created a system whereby we're looking at human health in terms of a biological terrain that has 12 facets, but we're also looking at 10 different hallmarks of healthcare sustainability. So you have to, if you like, meet the criteria of sustainability to be able to play the game. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, some GP clinics, some general practitioners, some conventional doctors are going to say, hell, you know, we can't prioritize non-pharmaceutical methods because, in fact, our whole model is built
based
around
on
it.
That,
so
the
they
viability.
Exclude themselves. They may say, we can't bring in a deprescription program for our patients who are over 50 or over 60 who are on polypharmacy. And if they can't, then again, they don't get in. But the idea is it's open to anyone. And what we're doing in the UK is we're going to establish 12 demonstration trials. We're going to get consensus between ourselves and even the mainstream lobby. And we've found a really fascinating NGO that we've been doing more and more work for. It's called Forward for the Future.
Hold that thought. We're going up on a break here.
Sir Jonathan Porritt, and they will be the mediator for this.
All right, Rob Verkerk, stand by. We're going to break. We're going to continue on because I want to make this announcement for folks to know what's really happening. Because the mainstream media, if they cover it at all, they might attack it because they don't understand what this is all about. Bringing the power to heal back to the individual, back to the people. Thank you, Dr. Rob Verkerk. We'll be back after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsvreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsvreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsvreports.com.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Scott Belcher. All right, having an amazing, amazing discussion today on the show. Ann Archer Butcher, my friend, author of Inner Guidance, international bestseller, and now Dr. Robert Rekirk from the Alliance for Natural Health International. I mean, this has gone global, and of course, the reach of this show is global. We know that. And we talk about this message, Rob. I've been at it for many years, 19th year in broadcast radio media. And I've always found that the appeal to health has been one that crossed all, you know, divisions, strata, political, backgrounds, mm-hmm. religion. Everybody's been wanting to be well ultimately. And so how do we communicate this message where the media is dominated by a pharmaceutical construct? Then the money is in the pharmaceutical construct. And as you said, you know, some of the doctors are concerned that if you're not going to promote a pharmaceutical construct, where do they have room? Where is their place in all of this? And, you know, honestly, it's not everywhere, and right now they're everywhere, and it's not appropriate. And so, I don't know if we can hold their hands to handle that, or we just kind of outcreate it, and they're going to have to figure it out.
Well, you know, there's an element where we can learn from them. One of the things I mentioned at the outset was that we have to show what we can do to our very best when we all work together. And we haven't done that so well. So, you know, as far as the public is concerned, when it comes to natural medicine, they read one thing in one magazine article or newspaper one week that is completely contradicted by what they read the next week. And part of the reason for that is that the channel of information that's being used is actually owned by the other side. half a dozen media corporations own the world's media. So we have to realize that's not a clever way of us communicating information to the public. So the solution is about a bottom-up system in which we find a common language in which all practitioners who are working with, if you like, more natural systems of medicine are able to communicate, have a common series of markers that we're using to be able to measure the health of our total system. So we're kind of using a systems biology framework. So it's very much rooted in science, but it actually works with any system, you know, which is, if you like, multifactorial, multimodality. You know, we have to move away from the name it and tame it model that pharma has given us.
Name
we
and
have
tame
to
it. I love that.
Move away from a pill for an ill. Even if that pill is a green pill, we have to engage in multifactorial, multimodality approaches to the complex diseases that really are the key ones that are creating the burden on us in the 21st century.
Rob, I'm hearing it like this concept of outcome-based, and I've heard that term, outcome-based, in terms of education. Like, how do you get there? Is that as important as that you get there, right? And do you get there in a way that empowers the person or patient or one that potentially kills them? And I think these are questions that have to be asked and answered.
Exactly. So imagine a flow diagram where you have an input going into that system. That system is actually the individual with all of their interactions that they have with food, with lifestyle, with their friends, family, social setting, and the wider environment. And then you have an outcome. Now, the important thing is to be able to have a common series of measurements at baseline before a person is exposed to that changed, altered system, and then to be able to measure the outcome. Now, what we can't necessarily do is tell you exactly which element of that modality, whether it's the eating, the sleeping, the supplement, the acupuncture, whatever system is being used, we can't say which one is having exactly what effect. But what we can do is use, if you like, pattern recognition processes that say there are really positive outcomes for the people who engage with X, Y, Z, A, B, C, D, a range of common factors. And this is really the shift towards what we call big data. It's where you start to assemble data from not just hundreds of people, not just thousands, but maybe tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, maybe even millions. And that's another big part of the program. When we have a common language and we'll be able to link up all the people who want to engage with this, we have the capacity to be able to really show what big data can reveal about these common associations. And of course, one of our underlying hypotheses is that we see a bunch of people in society at the moment who are making specific choices, who are not getting sick, who are not placing a burden on society. But because we don't get sick, our own individual statistics, you and I are examples of this, are actually not registered anywhere.
Right, we don't exist.
You know,
wait,
so
we've
got
disease.
To start looking at what happens to the resilient and super resilient members
Very
of this
good.
Population and find ways of measuring it.
That's
exactly what we do when we look at natural ecosystems.
Right,
we
Rob,
don't
we're
do
up on a break. Stand by.
So disease focused.
Dr. Rob Rickert continues with us and Ann Archer Butcher. Really exciting, co-creating a new healing system.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Health freedom and healing liberty, always on tap here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, around the world, home and broadcast syndication, GCN, our home and they're in Burnsville, Minnesota, GCNlive.com, and radio stations around the country. Then on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, SoundCloud, and now YouTube, live on YouTube as well. And we have Ann Archer Butcher sitting to my right. I guess that's, yes, my right. And she's the author of Inner Guides, international best-selling book, the sequel coming out eventually. Pretty soon we sneak previewed it, The Five Blue Rings. And this fits so well into what Robert Verkirk is doing with the Alliance for Natural Health International, UK and USA. and our group that is getting together, the United States Health Freedom Congress, which we've got health freedom leaders from all over North America gathering the next 3 days in St. Paul, Minnesota. And so, Rob, this is a vision that I've had without seeing all the clarity like you're bringing out today in terms of the 12 ways, 12 pathways, the validations, the biomarkers, the things that can engage our Western-dominated healthcare system, which is not so much healthcare. And those who are sincere are going to go along, and they're going to say, how do I become part of this? Because they're deeply dissatisfied. Did we lose Rob Verkirk? John, see if you can get him back on so Ann, we can talk about this. But how we've deeply lost our way, and there are people sincerely going, you know, we know this is a mess, even from the inside.
Right.
But to go, like last hour when you said about that doctor in Utah that said, I'm going to tell you, you need to avoid these vaccines, but don't tell anybody. I will deny that I said it.
Yep.
But to where people can come out and say, you know what, this is a mess. We've got to do better.
Right. You know, I was telling you until we get Rob back that I had a head injury here in Minnesota. Closed skull concussion that happened in a restaurant. I was declared permanently brain damaged, and they told my husband to put me in a home that I would never walk, talk, or feed myself again. And here I sit. I'm an author. I'm speaking. I'm traveling all over the world. I'm unimpaired in any way whatsoever. What happened? What's the difference, right?
Yeah, right.
And
right.
It's really energy medicine. That's what happened.
Well, and that's why I'm so glad, Rob, you're back. And with the ANH, what's happening in England specifically, you mentioned a word or a name, Lord Atherton. Did you mention that name when we were together?
Lord Ken Atherton is organizing probably a world first in terms of a collection of scientists who are, first of all, coming to an official dinner in the House of Lords on the evening of the 13th of July, and then moving across to the Royal Society of Medicine in London for a conference on the 14th of July. And, you know, very kindly, he's actually asked me to speak. So there's six of us speaking, but you know, I think some of you may have heard of some of the scientists. Gerald Pollack is one of yours, who's obviously been involved with the ozone water, the H3O, extraordinary mind and visionary. We've got two great Nobel laureates in the form of Luc Montagnier. That I know, Robert, you've already interviewed
some years ago,
in the past. Mm-hmm. But also Brian Josephson, who's from the University of Cambridge, who's, you know, as remarkable in terms of some of the work that he's done, that are really talking about a new frontier in terms of understanding water. And, you know, water is not just a substrate that is something to do with homeopathy. It is basically the substrate of life. And once you understand some of the ideas that are being pulled together by these great, great minds. We've got a couple of other Russians thrown into the mix, Professor Alexander Konovalov and Professor Vladimir Volkov, and they are doing remarkable work that hasn't really been heard that widely in the Western world. And between them, you know, you really get a new vision of what life is about, and how this incredibly important, you know, matrix for life, vehicle for life that we call water, why actually it needs to change the entire kind of model of how we see living systems. I'm thrown in for good measure as the sixth speaker to bring it all together, and they very much would like to me to also provide the framework, because it's just at the time that we will be launching our blueprint for health system sustainability. So I'll be hopefully pulling all of that together to look at why now is the time to really create a new system of healthcare that's bottom up rather than top down, that's driven by a series of entirely different principles than those that have been guiding healthcare to date. And it's, you know, the other part of it is that we are in crisis. The National Health Service in the UK is crumbling. It cannot deal with the burden of chronic disease. And just by throwing more and more money at a broken system, you, as the English say, you ain't going to fix it. So you've got to look at new models. And interestingly, even at some very high levels within the NHS and Public Health England, there is a real understanding that we need to do something different what has been missing from the equation is a kind of unified view of what that different approach should be, and hopefully by using this kind of consensus approach where we're even going to be engaging them, the other side, see
yes.
who comes on board, see what kind of consensus we can actually yield. And we're deliberately leaving some of the detail out so that we can actually co-create
nice.
Not just with ourselves and between ourselves, but also with people on the other side who want to jump onto our train.
Beautiful, mm-hmm. beautiful. What is it about Lord Ken Atherton that he would put himself out? Because there's this major attacks on homeopathy and energy medicine in the UK.
Really?
Well, first of all, he has been passionate for 35 years about homeopathy. He's a medical doctor who's had an integrative medicine clinic for some 30-odd years in London. He shifted towards an interest in homeopathic medicine when allopathic medicine couldn't cure some pretty complex underlying conditions that he had himself. So he was a winner in the N equals one experiment between himself. Homeopathy opened a door, changed his worldview on medicine.
Sure.
And because, you know, like so many doctors, why do these doctors continue to practice differently from the mainstream? It's usually because they have been inspired by outcome after outcome that is better than the guys who are delivering mainstream allopathic medicine. And
Rob,
so he's one of those, and he knows that he can wield political power because of his contact base.
Nice. Right.
He can bring in scientists from around the world. He can bring in exactly who he wants to. He can command that kind of attention. Even Montagnier, that doesn't genuinely get out much these days, you've got to remember he's nearly 85, I think he's 84, 85, has decided to come along for the party. So it's a very unique event, and it's this coming at this point in crisis, also the point when Britain is making a pretty big decision about stepping out of the EU, when all of that red tape from the EU can potentially be left aside. What can we do? What kind of opportunity can we create in this environment?
Yeah, the Brexit is much like, you know, a more of a less globalist approach where you have genuine closer representation to home, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have these distant politicians making rules for you as a people, and the British people said, you know, enough. And we have that issue here in the United States. And, you know, this is the controversy about a Trump who says, you know what, we want to take care of ourselves. We want you to be able to take care of yourself. And this is what we're talking about, empowering the individual ultimately. And
Correct.
Looking to validate
it. I think a lot of
way.
People, they believe that the power has already been removed from them. And if they're not given a direction, you know, I think we need to make this kind of bold move sooner rather than later, because year in, year out, a little bit more is being eked away. And, you know, we can still do it. There's still enough freedoms, residual freedoms, if you like, that allow us to do something totally remarkable if we do it in a kind of joined up way.
Are we
able to demonstrate that, we've got even more power. And then you start the snowball rolling, and with a bit of luck, it could be unstoppable.
Go ahead, Anne.
Are we saying that both aspects can exist harmoniously together?
My sense is that the model that has been dominated by pharmaceuticals is already on the way out. All the symptoms we see with healthcare systems breaking, a drug pipeline that's remarkably empty, massive problems with side effects associated with pharmaceutical medicine, I think we've got all the markers that suggest that it is on its way out. The danger is that we cannot wait for the mainstream to create a new paradigm, because their business model, a model built around new-to-nature patents, will never do that. It, by definition, they have to work against nature rather than with nature. So it needs to be co-created by a different group of people, and the key is to be able to show clear evidence using acceptable standards that it is working. And, you know, we all know, we've all got plenty of examples around us from clinics, from doctors, from practitioners, but all of these case series, all of these case reports, they're all kind of diluted into this world of anecdote that has no mm-hmm. power in the hierarchy of evidence, the evidence-based medicine hierarchy that is, if you like, being built by the other side that puts randomized controlled trials that can never really measure multifactorial health systems the way that we need to do it, because we're all subject to multiple influences, just the way we eat, you know, how we sleep, how we move, how we think, how we deal with stress, let alone what supplements and health products and health modalities we engage with. And it is that overall system, mm-hmm. we call it total effect, that we need to be measuring, not individual interventions within that system.
It is nothing less than a new paradigm.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
And you know, there is that financial aspect of pharmaceutical companies controlling what's happening on the one side that we have to be very careful of, because a lot of money being thrown in one direction mm-hmm. could skew everything in that direction. But I think it's really important for us to look beyond that.
Exactly. But you can see it with the reaction from the public to statins. You know, there have been a number of major mistruths that have been sold to the public. The whole cholesterol myth is probably mm-hmm. the biggest one. We're now in the middle of the carbohydrate myth, you know, which has been inspiring from the grassroots, a real desire to go low carb.
Absolutely.
And realizing that actually carbohydrate toxicity is a big part of the reason why we have so many, you know, glycemic-related problems that you know, end up as type 2 diabetes, obesity, even Alzheimer's.
Right, so, and of course, they're not
the
drug deficiency syndromes or diseases.
Collapse.
Stand by, Rob. We got to take another break. I apologize. I know he can't hear the music.
He can't hear the music.
I know. We got to go. We'll be back with a final segment after this. Going deep.
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsvreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsvreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
I sure hope we're making sense today, because this is really a painting a beautiful portrait, big picture, a global picture, but also bringing it down to the least among us and all of us in between. How you can tap into health and healing from a different place, a different level, and with energy. And Robert Verkerk, my good friend and guest from the Alliance for Natural Health, UK and International, and Ann Archer Butcher's been talking about energy as, you know, homeopathy is a theme here, of course. And we mentioned Rob's hosting with the Royal Society of Medicine in London, a big event. Lord Kenneth Atherton is sponsoring, setting this thing up. And the question I have, Rob, is where do people learn about this online? Is there an ANH website where they can go to yet?
Well, yes. Obviously, you can come to our website at anhinternational.org for the event at the Royal Society of Medicine. And they are for people who can get there in London on the 14th of July. There are still some slots available, and you can go to the website thescienceTheEvidence.co.uk. It's thescienceTheEvidence.co.uk, and you'll see the specific website. The event is called New Horizons in Water Science, Evidence for Homeopathy? You'll see two Nobel laureates, a gaggle of other scientists and others. The whole thing will be recorded. There'll be separate interviews, and it will all be disseminated over time as well. In terms of the blueprint for health system sustainability, yes, absolutely. The only place you'll find out about it is our own website at the moment, anhinternational.org. And you'll find out plenty more. Just put blueprint into the search term.
I got it.
But the main launch
what are you saying,
for the final report will be in July.
Okay, well, thescienceTheEvidence.co.uk does come up, but ANHInternational.org, is that correct? Because we're not getting that up. I want to make sure everybody gets the right place.
ANHInternational.org.
Not working.
We are suffering a series of hacking attacks, and I know that it had been taken down. Let's see. I'm checking.
So what
myself.
Is working? The science, the...
TheEvidence.co.uk.
Okay.
So I'm going to ANH.
You are right that we are.
They've been
under
attack
again.
There are a series of IP addresses that are being tracked down that seem to be responsible for the latest array.
We're not naive about the good works here.
But, that is the URL, and I know our team have been busy in the UK. Working with our web team to try and get it live again and deal with these security breaches.
Beautiful. Rob, I look forward to seeing you here again or in the UK soon, because what you're doing is transformative in a very powerful way. I know there are people who are afraid of it. We've talked about the pharmaceutical side of things, but even if we do nothing, they're crumbling of their own weight, of their own accord. The question is, do we wait for that disaster to occur, or do we start creating a parallel system that actually works, that can be ready to pick up the slack, or for those who are ready to leap into the energetic, not abyss, but the energetic empowerment, and what we're doing is not waiting.
Exactly. We're moving together, and the more people that jump on board with it. So actually, our report will be open for endorsement. We've already got about 40 or 50 organizations, some leading doctors and key opinion leaders who are signing up for it. So it's going to be very widely endorsed before it's published.
Mm-hmm. TheScienceTheEvidence.co.uk. Those
are
all listening on UK Health Radio. If you can reach out. And of course, any events that go on over there in the United Kingdom or wherever ANH is in the UK internationally or in the US, we, of course, let the world know through this show 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. So, Anne, any final thoughts before we wrap up here?
Well, I think that one of the things we talked about is personal responsibility, and we have to start with our thoughts and our feelings, keeping positive, knowing there's answers, being willing to look for them, and asking for inner guidance.
Beautiful. Rob Verkirk, you're living that inner guidance. It's coming out, and it's being validated. I love you dearly, my brother.
Oh, thank you so much, Robert. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. Let's do plenty more as we move this thing forward. And remember, we're all in it together.
And big hugs to Melanie. We
nice
love her
to
too.
Meet you.
Yes.
So good to great to meet you, too.
Connect
thank
wonders
you.
We'll try to connect you with Aubrey Rose out there in London as well. He's a great guy. He would enjoy
perfect.
Participating. Folks, this has been another wonderful edition, Empowering You to Heal, because it is your birthright, and as is inner guidance, by the way.
Thank you.
And we'll be back tomorrow from the United States Health Freedom Congress in St. Paul, Minnesota. In the meantime, I'm telling you this, it's the God's honest truth. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.